This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And we're back to the second hour of the Power Hour. And we are going to continue with Chris Emery of Free Mind Films. We're talking about the film A Noble Lie, the Oklahoma City bombing, 1995, and also the fact that the anniversary is next week. Before we continue, Chris, I just want to mention a couple things. The Power Hour is very dependent on the selling of our great products that we have, and I use a lot of their products. And I just want to let everybody know that right now at the Power Hour, you can at the Power Mall, you can call Jay and at 877-817-9829. We've got a couple things on special. The Strauss Heart Drops that very rarely go on sale. They're 10% off right now, along with the CSI Complex. They're also 10% off. And back at the Power Mall is the Pro Water. And that is something that is really interesting. It not only alkalizes the water, but it actually restructures the water and superhydrates the water and makes everything much more absorbable. And it's very, very much a stabilizing factor for water. So this is back in stock. It's called Pearl Water. So please buy from the good guys, as Joyce Riley always used to say. And if our board operator is listening in the second half hour, or the last half hour of the show, if anyone would like to call in, you can call in at 866-582-9933. And to continue with Chris here, we kind of started talking a little bit about Andreas Strassmayer, who was an intelligence person from Germany, very mysterious how he got in and out of the country and worked at Elohim City with Tim McVeigh. You want to elaborate on that?
Sure. Andreas Strassmayer was the son of Günter Strassmayer, who was actually, get this, the chief of staff for Helmut Kohl. That's the equivalent of being like chief of staff for the president here in the United States. It was his dad that, and Helmut Kohl, that was over in Germany last year. It was still, to this day, you know, posthumously revered. He was one of the best leaders that Germany ever had in the modern era. And so Andreas' dad was his chief of staff. Andreas was kind of a washout in the special forces. He was always a wannabe, never really made the cut, even though he was officially on there. He wasn't in the top tier of special forces in Germany. So through our research, we found out that of all people, Al Gore, our vice president at the time, before the bombing, asked to work with the German government to ferret out, you know, the alleged neo-Nazi enclaves and groups here in the United States. And Strassmayer was handpicked by the German authorities, as well as approved by President Gore, Vice President Gore, to come to the United States. So here we have an individual. He's unemployed, making his way through in the United States for 4.5 years on an expired visa with no gainful employment, having all of his credit card bills paid, and just floating around, posing as, you know, an operative with various neo-Nazi groups and anti-government groups in the United States. He was a plant, just through and through, from the word go. He was set there on purpose by both German and U.S. authorities. And we found out through a source, Craig Roberts, W. Craig Roberts, a wonderful researcher, writer, author. We interviewed him in the film. He found out through sources in Fort Worth, Texas, that Strassmayer, just to prove the point that he was working for the government, he had the security code for the security pad in the back door of the federal courthouse in downtown Fort Worth. Well, who gets that? You know, you don't do that when you're a rebel that allegedly is on the loose and on the lam from the government. Now, he was actually on the officer's side, posing as a malcontent. And he was given pretty much 24 hours to get out of town by the people that he tried to ingratiate himself with, you know, the alleged operatives and anti-government people. And they said, look, you got 24 hours to get out of here. We're not going to, you know, guarantee your safety. You may end up dead in a ditch. Well, he hightailed to Oklahoma and found himself in Elohim City. And, yes, we do have documentation that he had met with McVeigh several times, not just one happenstance, you know, trip through. And he may have heard of, you know, of McVeigh, and McVeigh allegedly said he heard of Andy the German. Now, these guys knew each other very well. They were working for the same team.
Well, is Andreas Strassmayr, he was actually a German citizen.
Oh, yeah.
On an expired visa in the United States. And
yes.
He somehow found his way to Elohim City. I think a lot of people don't know, what was Elohim City? Is it a militia headquarters, or what was that?
Well, it's basically, it was a crossroads. It's about, if I'm not mistaken, 24 to 25 miles west of the Arkansas-Oklahoma border. And it's as the crow flies, probably an hour and a half drive from Tulsa. So it's kind of southeast of Tulsa, but just west of the Arkansas-Oklahoma line, way out in the middle of nowhere. And also found out that the leader of this elderly, the leader of the clan that was actually on the payroll for the FBI. He was getting $500 a month. So the FBI had their plans there. Andreas is working for the federal government in various forms, both the German and the U.S. federal government. And, of course, McVeigh is working for the CIA. What they did is they made themselves known into this community as people that didn't agree with the U.S. government, allegedly. And there were, it was the worst of the worst. Your thieves, your drug dealers, smugglers, everybody seemed to make their way through. But the authorities had their finger on the pulse of who these guys were, and they kept tabs on them. Well, we also found out, unfortunately, that the CIA, the FBI, and the DOJ weren't sharing intelligence. It was a huge ego war. So, honestly, they didn't even know some of their operatives were in the same buildings, this whole enclave of buildings. They had no idea that they were basically, the different agencies had things going on simultaneously at the same time there. That's how bad the communication was.
Do you think Tim McVeigh knew, or Andreas Strassmayr knew? I mean, do you think he knew what he was being set up to do? That it was
setup,
or that he willingly went into this, and he might still be alive?
He is still alive. You're right. In fact, there's some new intel that came out on Andreas, and I will touch on that very lightly. That's going to be revealed here within the next in the next few weeks. So we know where he lives. He is still alive, and it's going to be some pretty telling and shocking information that the victim's family members, once again, you go back to ground zero on this, who is affected and who lost, horribly. It was the victim's family members and survivors. They need to know the truth. 23 years on, this finally comes out. So it's very disturbing, and the fact that individuals such as Merrick Garland and several of the special agents in charge from Washington, not so much the Oklahoma City field office. One thing that it took me about 6 months, Marilyn, and I rarely offer this on a radio show, but it took me 6 months after I moved to Oklahoma City to really figure out the context of what in the heck was going on. And it was the loved ones of the FBI agents, the people that they knew in Oklahoma City from the field office there, they knew a lot of these people that were killed. So for their bosses in Washington and coming in from Dallas or Kansas City field office or Fort Worth to tell them how to do their job, that was a huge rub. That was like, no, that's the worst thing you can do, especially when these guys had loved ones that were killed, and they were ordered to not only stop the investigation but completely take a U-turn and go in a different direction that made absolutely no sense. That's what really ticked them off. And I found this out after I moved there. So
okay, then,
that was the rub. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, no, I was going to say that there was a lot of prior warning to this, and there's speculation that it was supposed to originally be a sting, or was it? Do you think it was never intended on being a sting operation?
It was supposed to be. Yes, we have various information that shows it wasn't supposed to go live. This is an operation that the FBI and the ETF was going to come in literally the last 5 minutes, shut it down cold, say, "Hey, we caught the guys. This is what's going to happen." And it just went completely, it just went off on a completely disastrous angle because the intel was not being shared. And that rests right back on the shoulders of the CIA, the Justice Department, the FBI, and the ETF. They completely bungled this whole thing. And there was an honor among thieves. We found out that there was a huge drug case that was due to go to court on May 10 of that year. Remember, the bombing happens on April 19th. This drug, in fact, all of the evidence and most of the contraband was on the seventh floor of the Murrah building. How do I know? Because I interviewed a former DEA agent that it was their job to secure that the particular room, a series of rooms, that this contraband and the evidence and the cash were stored in. And that was destroyed. The indictments were dropped, and most of the people involved with that federal trial were let go. In fact, some of them still live and walk free on the streets of Oklahoma City. It was horrible. So we know that there was a vested interest from that particular group that knew that the trial was going to shut down a huge pipeline. And remember, Oklahoma City is on I-35, and it's a direct point from Dallas up to Minneapolis and, you know, even from Laredo up. So it was a huge drop-off point for drug smuggling. So anyway.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say then, we never got to see any. There had to have been cameras around that federal building. So I've always also been amazed of why someone didn't have the power within the local government there or whatever, or the people that lost loved ones that were related to the FBI members, why we could never see the actual footage of the explosion, you know, that had to be on bank buildings and things around there.
And that's who we interview in the film, Charlie Rose. Charles Rose, he was the head of a video duplication service, and I stumbled across him by getting a videotape of Terry Yakey. In fact, some of the footage that we had done at Charlie's lab is in our movie, and I struck up a conversation with him while his machines were rolling and rendering the film in a different software format and so forth, and on his CDs, which we ended up downloading to the film. And he said, look, I'm going to tell you a story about what happened. Well, the FBI field office in Oklahoma City and several of the colleagues from Washington came in two large SUVs with tinted windows with boxes full of videotapes. We're talking, and he told us, and he had a 7-year gag order. Well, by the time I talked to him, it had expired about 3 years, 2 years. Anyway, he said that they came in with all these boxes of videotapes that they confiscated, just like you said, from ATM machines, from convenience stores, from security cameras that were on buildings 8 blocks around. They were very thorough on where these tapes came from. He said out of 141, he had to duplicate, I believe he said, 28 of them with 3 copies. Well, number one, who lays out that kind of money? And why would you want 3 copies of a videotape if there wasn't any relevance or legal standing to it? So right then and there, that exposed a huge lie to the FBI right there, that not only did they bring in these tapes, they had 28 of them triplicated. So why were they so important? Yes, we knew they had the tapes. And Charlie said, yeah, he's the one that duplicated them at his lab. They just lied straight up on that, and we caught them red-handed.
And we'll never get to see those, apparently.
No, we'll never get to see them. No.
We're going to break, and we'll be back to continue this conversation, and perhaps you can tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening next week. We'll see you in about 5 minutes.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
And we're back to the Power Hour Nation with Chris Emery from Free Mind Films. And Chris, we're talking about the some of the anomalies of the Oklahoma City bombing. And I just, again, there's so many questions I could ask you, but before we, you know, and the show, I'd love for you to just talk a little bit about what's going on next week and what you're able to talk about. I'm going to be attending, so I'm really excited to find out what's going on.
Well, thank you for making the effort to come down. We're looking forward to meet you there. It's going to be on April 19th from 11 a.m. until 1, we're having a private reception meeting with victims, family members, and survivors. And we went through the entire list. We're able to send out of the 168 victims, of course, some of them were children, so we contacted their parents or at all possible loved ones that maybe their parents had passed on in the last 23 years. Anyway, we sent out 142 invites, and we're already getting good feedback from them. We want them to know that there's new information coming out. This is a major, major update to the case that they never knew about. And there's also going to be the author of a book that is a tell-all book on their life. And I can't say anything more than that, but it's going to be rather shocking, and not intended to be shocking, but it was shocking to us when we found out about it. We need to, out of respect, we want the victims, family members, and survivors to know. And that's why we're having it ahead of the breaking news, which will break later that day at a press conference at the same venue from 2:30 till 5. And that's when we're going to have, we already have an exclusive coverage by a media outlet in Oklahoma City. And I was contacted by a wonderful, very well-revered and respected competitor reporter wanting to get more information. And I said, look, you'll know more about this on Monday, next Thursday. So, the press is definitely interested. We've got newspaper going to be there. And So, yeah, there's going to be some major revelations on this that nobody knew about before.
Now, the morning is for the families in private, but the afternoon, would that be open to the public in case there's any Power Hour listeners that maybe in the Oklahoma City area that would like to attend? And where could they go? Where could they find out more about this?
More information, just have them email me at chris.emery, C-H-R-I-S dot E-M-E-R-Y, at freemindfilms.com. And I would be more than happy to supply what information I can. And like I said, this outlet's doing an exclusive on it, media outlet. They're going to do a wonderful job. And we already have some of their competitors in town wanting to line up and get more information on it. So, again, it's going to be professional, very respectful. We want to do this right, and we know we're going to do it right. And 23 years on, still more information coming out. And
still
the truth always has its way of bubbling to the top.
Yeah, we're trying to still get to the truth here. And, you know, there were just so many things. I remember in the film something about the Timothy McVeigh's trial lasted 3 weeks. And was it O.J. Simpson's trial was 9 months or something like that? I mean, it was just ludicrous stuff with the jury and the grand jury. And there was some interesting information in there about Hoppe Heidelberg and about how they didn't even do the grand jury legally.
Oh, it was horrible. Judge David Russell, who Stephen Jones had told me about, Russell, oddly enough, was the one that put Jones on the shortlist for defense counsel for McVeigh. But what David Russell did with the grand jury was, Hoppe, and he was one of the 12 members. He had every right to, and he showed us his official handbook. We took a couple of screenshots and scanned it for the film. All the rules and regulations that the parameters they could follow up in, Hoppe typed out a 2-page letter asking for 27 different items, the blueprints of the building, experts to be called in, demolition experts, the cleanup experts, the engineers, the architects. And there's one of three things the judge could have done. He could have granted Mr. Heidelberg's wishes and made sure that all these people and all this information was presented, which he did not. He could have said no and given reasons why, which he did not. Or the third option was just to offhand dismiss Mr. Heidelberg without cause. And that's the third option that he chose. And he threatened Hoppe with, if he talked to the media, that he would be cited with contempt of court under every count, that and up to 10 days and $10,000. That's horrible. Sure, remember the grand jury and the judge completely gags you? What kind of operation is that? That's, you don't expect to see that in the United States. Well, it happened with this case, flat out, right there. It was proof positive that the Justice Department, the federal judge presiding over the grand jury, had no interest in getting the truth about this case out from day one.
Well, in other words, there was orders from the top then, obviously. If that was the case. And I've always been kind of interested, too, in... You were talking about some of the stuff that was in that building, but, and again, this is rumor, and this really wasn't in the film per se, but they kind of alluded to it. It was kind of the regional federal building, and somebody told me that a lot of the information, Clinton Whitewater stuff, and there was a lot of stuff that was being kept stored in that building. Did any of that come out, or was there a possibility? I know you wouldn't have included it in the film, not being totally vetted.
We can cover that, I guess.
Today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're speaking with Chris Emery. And Chris, I want to apologize. I was so entranced with listening to what you were saying, I missed the bumper music coming up onto the break. So if you want to finish your sentence, and then would you be willing to take a call or two?
Sure. Before I do that, I want to commend you for the job you're doing, Mary Ellen. And I'm not just saying this because I know you. I was a co-host for Radio Free Oklahoma for 3 years, and I understand, I empathize with you and what you go through every week. And I want to give a shout out to Catherine Russell, not only because mm-hmm. she did a great job with this show, but continues, but she did a wonderful job with Joyce's show and helped us promote the Dickens out of all three of our films. So, Catherine, if you're listening, thank you. And that does not go unnoticed. And we really, wish you all the best with the new opportunity here. This is the original Joyce Riley Power Hour show, listeners, so please support the show. And you know what? That's just the way it is. And so Catherine and a bunch of her team has stepped up. And so as long as you understand the context of the show and where it's coming from, and I say that out of experience. I've known Joyce for over 8 years, Catherine probably for, oh gosh, at least 4.5 years we worked together. So please support this show. Anyway.
Very
so
well said.
Thank you. All right. So we were, what were we continuing on with?
Well, I had asked you about the jury, and we were talking about jury and Hoppe Heidelberg and
go ahead.
No, it was a travesty how that whole thing came down I also asked you what else was in the building, possibly, because of the Whitewater stuff and everything.
We had heard, as we were early on in the research of the movie, and as you can probably imagine, we had all kinds of stuff coming at us. And luckily, and I forgot to, would be remiss without mentioning that the Oklahoma City Bombing Investigation Committee were the stalwarts that really started the work on this. I came in after the fact, about 6 years after, meeting Charles for the key. First, he was the head of the committee the first time in June of 2001. So here we are coming up on 17 years. He's going to be at the event, actually, in Oklahoma City next week. And so we could not get any definitive proof, but we heard through various law enforcement officers that there was a good possibility that the Whitewater investigation papers were stored in the building. And we found this out through a trusted source out of Little Rock that worked for the Secret Service over there and did some work for the ATF and the FBI. He says there was a very arcane rule that, of course, the Clintons, Bill Clinton was a sitting president at the time, him and his wife were due to be brought up on corruption charges and money laundering charges, so a whole raft of things. They were going to throw the kitchen sink at him. This is both the Democratic and the Republican joint subcommittee that were going to bring him up on all those charges, but all of that information could not be stored in Little Rock because it was the home of a sitting president. By geographic default, Oklahoma City and the federal building were less than a 4.5-hour drive. It's due west of Little Rock. And it was closer than New Orleans, closer than Dallas. So Oklahoma City drew the short straw. Unfortunately, we were not able to obtain any of those actual documents. That's why we did not include them in the movie. And that, again, is testament to how thorough we wanted to be. So we think that on the peripheral, that may have been another reason why that building was destroyed and this thing was move on and play out as it did. We also found out that the Chinese government, through a third-party source, had an interest in the building coming down because they were huge donors to the Democratic reelection campaign, and they had a vested interest in making sure that the Clintons stayed in office. Obviously, the Clintons were doing quid pro quo and quite a few favors, which later came out, that there were, secret military plans that were sent through back channels to the Chinese government. Anyway, a lot of that would have been gone through the Murrah building, and unfortunately, we couldn't get our hands on that, but we think that's another reason why we'll let play out and go live.
Okay, and so one hand probably didn't know it was going to go live, while the other hand did know it was going to go live.
Oh, absolutely, In fact, the local authorities, the Oklahoma County Sheriffs, we found out, in fact, that when I was out there doing a visit to Oklahoma City 6 weeks ago to set up for this event, I took one of my colleagues out to the Sands Motel. Anybody that goes off the Rockwell exit west of Oklahoma City, it's still there. That's where McVeigh and 14 of his cohorts stayed from as early as September of 94 through the morning of the bombing. And there were four vehicles that pulled away. The owner at the time, after he found out what happened, the bombing, called it the Caravan of Death. It was a Ryder truck. But we found out that the Oklahoma County Sheriffs are also telling this, and they got steered off into a completely different direction with that Ryder truck. 30 minutes later, bam, everything breaks loose, and there was another Ryder truck in front of the building. So we knew that there were two teams at least working on this, one that actually pulled it off and another one to throw off the local authorities, and they were pretty successful at it.
Well, with all that incredible planning, Timothy McVeigh was so easily caught. That was also very suspicious, wasn't it?
again, exactly. And again, there's two teams. We don't know if the real Tim McVeigh was actually taken into custody. There were a lot of lookalikes. There were a lot of, you know, and the reason that that came up was because in case if there's any credible witnesses that came forward, their testimony could be completely debunked on the trial. This is set up by design. There are so many fail-safes set in place here to make sure, all right, if you're going to carry off a case like this, how are you going to try it? How are the people that actually carried it off going to get away? Well, it's textbook CIA. This is ripped right out of their playbook. Exactly. This is how you pull something off that they would want to get done, and you have at least two teams, if not three teams, pulling it off. Who was brought into custody by Charlie Hanger and just south of Perry, Oklahoma, on I-35? We don't know if that was the real McVeigh. And we honestly don't know if McVeigh was actually put to death. Why? Because when you work for the CIA, you don't kill off your assets. They have a hell of a time recruiting for the CIA. Word gets around real quick. You know, you're going to work for these guys, you screw up, now they're going to give the needle to you. Nobody's going to want to work for you. So this was completely counter to how they work. It made no sense whatsoever. And for them to spoon feed us and pawn this official narrative off, you know, every time I bring it up, it's like, geez, how dumb do they think we are? You know, really, do they think we're that stupid?
Yeah, it. And you had other players, and there was somebody that, you know, that there was that third guy, that John Doe number two. I mean, you had Andres Strassmeyer, you had Timothy McGann. Wasn't there another guy that somebody saw sitting in the truck also?
Sure. In fact, we know who he is. That information is going to come out next week.
Aha, that's one of the, that's a teaser, folks. So yes. Stay tuned there. And there's going to be a book coming out, too. Isn't that correct, Chris?
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay. All right, so that'll all be released next week. So stay tuned. Maybe we can get Catherine to put that in the Power Hour news after it's for those that obviously can't attend and we are interested, and we'll make sure that gets in the news release that she puts out. That'll be very interesting as well. So basically, Timothy McVeigh is probably, if he's still alive, in some kind of a witness protection program, and probably no one would recognize him, right?
No, God, no. Either he gained a lot of weight or he lost a lot of weight, and you know, you have facial reconstructive surgery, whatever the case may be. Remember, they're working for the CIA. These guys don't miss a beat. They have every single angle covered. So, of course, he's going to be alive. We're not dealing with some amateurs here. These guys aren't rank amateurs that just started, you know, last week. They've been doing this for over 70 years. They're professionals at it. They know how to get it done.
Okay. Well,
I know, it's pretty disturbing.
I mean, it's actually very frightening that you know, I always say with these things, they either do it or they allow it to happen. But regardless of what it is, whether it's Pearl Harbor or the Oklahoma City bombing, it's unbelievably evil. And your average person, our brains don't work that way. So we can't wrap our heads around that there's people that evil that would allow it to happen, whether on purpose or accidentally. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And, you know, that brings me back to the visit I had with General Parton. And it was really one of these seminal moments you never forget. We're coming back from the officers' club dinner at Fort Belvoir, driving by the Pentagon about 10:30 at night. And he looked at me, and his office was there. I mean, he, you know, that's where he made his living for 18 years after he, you know, finished World War II. But he told me, he says, for every light that's on at the Pentagon, Chris, he says, there's a light, somebody that wants to make sure that they got us covered, and there's somebody that wants to take this country down. So there's always the yang and the yin, the balance. And luckily, we were able to work with some of the best people. And I'm not painting a broad brush here of all of the FBI and all the Justice Department that were bad. There was a lot of people that risked their careers, risked their lives, and risked their reputation, as well as the loved ones. They stepped forward and they said, look, I don't show up for work. I don't punch the clock. I'm not putting my sidearm on and my badge to come and lie about this. This is what we know about this case. Keep our name confidential. And we did this, and I'll give the numbers, over 125 times. We were asked to keep their information and their source confidential, which we did. And to this day, we never have reneged on that agreement. And if it wasn't for those people, there's no way that we would have made this film. And so we're very indebted, very grateful, and just truly blessed to have the opportunity to cross paths with them.
So we're coming up on the break, so we'll hear everybody in just a few minutes.
name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We're back at the Power Hour Nation here and talking to Chris Emery. We're up to our last segment here. Let's close out here with some more information, if you don't mind. Anything that you can think of that you want to share with people who maybe even weren't alive in 1995 that, you know, you want to tie this in with anything else, or talk a little bit about, you know, false flags, anything like that.
Sure, sure. Well, I would encourage them to, and not to toot our own horn, but we were actually commended and recognized by our peers, the people that we had no idea about our film company and the first film that we actually released, a feature-length film. And out of the 42 film festivals we entered, 10 accepted us. And we got Best Picture Feature Documentary at 4 and a finalist at 2. Even our colleagues in L.A. were saying nobody does that on their first film. So having said that, and I'm very humbled by it, don't get me wrong, we're not, our heads don't swell up when we get these awards, but we're very humbled. The fact that we did a good job on this, we encourage you to at least watch the film, get a better idea, get a completely different perspective on the official narrative, and then do your own research. You know, there's a lot of very smart people out there. We tried to complement their intelligence versus insulting their intelligence, which the official narrative did. So you were not born when this happened. We understand that. But why would anybody choose to remember the deaths of these people in a lie? And that was another reason why we wanted to make the movie. So if you have any questions at all, feel free to contact me. And there's an email link on the website. Just contact the freemindfilms.com. It comes to directly, and I'm real good about answering. Any questions you have, you want to talk about this, you want to email, I'm here to help you out. And at least I'll steer you in the right direction if you want to find more information out. And it was part of a consistent pattern. Waco, the downing of Oklahoma City bombing, the accidental shoot down of TW-800, the U.S. Navy accidentally shot it down. They lied just tooth and nail through it, never really told the truth on what happened. And then, of course, 9/11, there's a consistent pattern of this stuff happening. It's not conspiracy theory. Don't use that or think about it in a pejorative term. There's a lot of good information out there. If I don't know where to find it, at least I'll try to steer you in the right direction. And that's my personal offer to help you to find information about this stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, Chris, I not to change the subject from our three films, but with your knowledge and your story had me so fascinated about the TWA 800 being on a former air crew for many years. And that in itself, I think, was worth, if not a whole show, maybe to have you on sometime for a couple segments to speak to that. Because a lot of people have kind of forgotten about that, the 747 that came down out of JFK. I even have some stories because I was flying out of New York shortly after that, and I've spoken actually with a lot of TWA pilots. And that, again, is another thing where a giant cover-up, a giant, you know, where we have questions, but we're never going to get any answers. So yeah, maybe sometime we can talk about that, because that right there is worth at least a couple segments, I think.
I would be honored to do that. And, in fact, I'll tell you this, that meeting that I told you about that I had with General Parton at his home, we were discussing the Oklahoma City case. After we were finished analyzing the bombing scene, and he scribbled out, throws three pages of formulas and sketches and his margin notes, I get up to go to bed. We're talking almost, 3:45 in the morning. I had to catch a flight from Reagan International back to Oklahoma City. He looked at me point blank, flat out, and said, "I designed the ordnance that took that plane down." And I said, "What are you talking about?" He designed the ordnance that the Navy had used to accidentally shoot down TW-800. He knew exactly what happened. He said, same ordnance, different paint job. He designed ordnance for the Air Force and the Navy.
Hello? Hello? Okay, Chris, are you still there? We lost Chris too? Okay, well, we had some weird phone anomaly just when we were talking about TWA 800, but we are coming up toward the end of the show, and if we can't get Chris back, I don't know, do you want to try to call him, Kyle? And then we can just Okay, great. We've just got a couple minutes left here anyway, a few minutes. But again, it's freemindfilms.com, the three films, whether you go to Amazon Prime or to the website freemindfilms.com, you can watch all three of the trailers and then decide if you want to download any of the films or just watch the films without you can buy them. It's pretty inexpensive.
Okay. Hello, are you there, Mary Ellen?
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry, I'm not quite sure what happened.
Well, we're not sure what happened, except we were talking about TWA 800. You know, here we go.
Here we go. Yeah, it's anything, a number of things could happen. So anyway, it was very interesting, and General Part laid it all out. And so I ended up getting to bed at 5, and I was just, needless to say, on the flight home to Oklahoma City, I was numb. Not only did he lay out what happened in Oklahoma City, but he told me what happened at TWA 800, and he was furious. Within 24 hours after that happened, he called several of his colleagues at the Pentagon, active and retired, and they knew. They knew what happened, and it certainly wasn't the fault of TWA or Boeing. In fact, all of their top mechanics, the senior mechanics and senior legal counsel, locked arms and said, yeah, we're going to go toe-to-toe with the Pentagon and the Defense Department to court. There was not one measure of litigation in the entire okay, so how does that happen when you have a plane shot out of the sky and how many, well over 260 people got killed?
Right.
No trial, no litigation.
Right. Huge well, cover-up. You know, it's the same with the Oklahoma City bombing where you have right away all this information and then slowly the information is pulled back and the whole narrative changes. And that always right there should be a signal to people, I think, when everything changes, when videos disappear. You know, I remember watching, I think it was CNN, where the bomb trucks were pulling up to mm-hmm. go in and deactivate the bombs that were still in the building. I remember that.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. Here again, like I said, this is younger generation. This isn't, hearsay or conjecture. It's fact. And we're here to help you, sort through it all.
Chris, thank you so much. We're at the end of the show, and freemindfilms.com, and everybody have a great evening, and thanks for joining us today, Chris and the Power Hour Nation.
Thank you, Mary Ellen.
Pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.